Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Here we are. Time for the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Glad to see so many of you with us already. Wow. Makes me feel really good that you're jumping right in so we can plan to just get started. Jimbo's with us. He's checking comms right now. Make sure that we're on track and everybody can hear us. All right. Now, Catherine, you said ever again. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I went and got a bit of a makeover today from my favorite lady who's very good at those things. So thank you for the nice compliments. Felt it was the time to make some changes. So thanks very much. Now remember, we're going to be using ordinary playing cards. We are going to not be using tarot or doing tarot or any of the other oracle card systems that are out there. And I know there's lots of systems that are likely just wonderful. I just haven't studied any of them. Now, this method only uses ordinary playing cards in order to give readings. The real trick to it all is your own intuition, which I'll tell you, we all have. It's just that a lot of us have not developed it to the point where you can use a deck of ordinary playing cards, as probably any other deck, and perceive your future from it. So anyway, we want to bear that in mind, playing cards. And I'm going to use, and I'm going to be using a full 24 card layout that is what I normally do in my private sessions. So those of you on Facebook who are watching us as we're live streaming, you're going to get to see exactly how it is done. And those of the Blog Talk, I guess you'll just have to take for it. So please get on the queue as soon as you can for calls. And of course, Facebookers, when there's a lull in calls, we will turn to you. So I'm going to now turn this over to Mr. Jimbo himself. Ta-da!
All right. Welcome, folks. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We would also like to remind you, hey, if you're international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you come with us. Right now, we have Laura in Canada. We have Sophia in Sweden. Yes. Dr. Priya, who is from India, but is in the Netherlands. And I think Michelle's in the UK, isn't she? She'll have to clarify, rectify, and magnify. I thought she was. We've got a couple of Michelles. That's the only reason I say that.
And one here you may want to check out.
It didn't say anything yet. That's, nothing has been said that is a violation of anything there, Miss Deborah. But I'm watching.
So, yes, keep your eye on. Oh.
And shame on you. All right, 515-602-9666. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement. You don't hear a show, something went wrong. Hang up, call again. Very, very simple. Deb already mentioned, Michelle confirmed she's in the UK. So we have international shout out to all those folks.
Glad to have you with us.
Deb talked a little bit about the Facebook thing. We'll turn to you folks when we get a chance. Can't promise who, what, where, when, why. We'll just do what we do, yeah. You know. There's no list. There's no first come, first serve. It's going to be a toss-up when the time comes. You don't know when that time will come. But when it does come, we will announce it formally, and we would expect you to do a Facebook Messenger live audio or video call to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor.
I don't think they even can. I don't think they can.
Right, but they'll try and they won't get through. I think they can try. It'll just they won't know why it's not getting through. Type of deal.
Yes, and to those of you out there in other countries, we appreciate that it is late for you.
Or early or late or whatever.
For us, it's 7 p.m. in the evening. And, you know, I don't know that I would come to somebody's show at 1 o'clock in the morning, so we honor
I would.
Those of you who do.
Nope. That is Saturday night. Last night was Rebel cards. Tonight we're going back to the angel cards here. So when you hear the harps, your reading has finished. It's concluded. It's over. No more questions. That doesn't mean, I'm afraid I can get more questions. No, that ship has sailed. Don't do that. But before you depart, I shall give you an angel card reading. And tonight's flavor, you will have a single card from the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. And that you shall have. And it's a pretty, it's a decent little write-up. They're nice cards. They have good messages. Sometimes there's a language thing, and we got to kind of chop our way through it, the conversion. But I think it'll do you just fine on time.
Yeah.
Shoot. Once in a while, I got a million windows open. I keep on a list of the folks that are calling in. Can't trust Blog Talk to keep it in the proper order.
Is everything good?
Good. And I think the time has come. Interesting. All right. Lock and let's roll caller number one. We'll get the show roll. Welcome.
Bless you.
It just came out of the blue. Again and again. Anyway, shush, I don't know where that came from.
Somewhere in your
434 Virginia. 434.
Hello there.
Hey, it's Khalil. How you doing?
Well, hi, Khalil.
What's up?
We're doing okay.
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I was wondering. I was at this restaurant called Beer Run.
Beer Run. Like it.
Yeah. Yep. And there was a person in a dress, like in a suit, a shirt, and a blazer and jacket. I mean, blazer and shirt, dress shirt. And they had a one of those little satchels on.
Yep.
Satchel.
Like the little bags that you have on your neck. It's kind of big and flabby.
Okay.
And they look familiar.
Yeah.
They look familiar, and they basically were calming me down because I was paranoid today. And that happened before at my school when I don't know if I told you about this. Sorry if I'm telling you again. But someone threatened the school when I was there. And the person that was at Beer Run looked exactly like the person, except for the hair was up, looked exactly like the person that was at my school. And they were both dressed up in shirts, and I was wondering if that was either a twin or if that was someone that looked alike and had the same type of person, or if that was the same person, or if
wow.
that was someone that looked alike.
Do you mind telling us what school you go to?
I used to go to Admiral High School in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the school you're referring to.
Yeah, and the person that was calming me down, they looked a lot alike, and they also had the, except for the hair up in the bag, they had a dress jacket and dress shirt, and the dress jacket and dress shirt looked the same height and everything.
Okay, tell us a little bit about why you had to be calmed down, hon. Were you having an anxiety attack?
You talking about today or the other time?
Hey.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I see things I get a little nervous, like So sometimes I don't know, I don't really trust sometimes. And I saw a police officer, and I couldn't tell if someone had called on me for something, like, because, you know, I've had people call the police on me, and they told half-truths. And next thing you know, I can't really confront them because they've done it behind my back, and they've done it and left. And I was afraid that that had happened. And basically, the person that was in the dress shirt and dress jacket went out to talk to them. And they stayed a long time, and they came back. And walked towards me when I came into the restaurant today. And they were the only ones dressed up in a shirt, in a dress shirt and dress jacket.
And what is your... actual question
is it,
for
was
me.
Is it the same person
the same
or somebody
person?
Looks like them?
Yeah.
Was there a connection at all? What's the deal between the two different events where the person looks the same?
I think it might be a case of mistaken identity.
Looks
like it, right.
Coincidentally looked like the person that happened to wear the same shirt and coat type of deal.
Right.
Okay.
So, but you never know about these attacks you get where you need to be calmed down. I'm wondering if you're just maybe overworking. In fact, today where I was most of the afternoon, there was a young man there who had been drinking way too many of these Red Bulls, and he was a nervous wreck. And this is something people need to pay attention to. You know, you overload yourself with caffeine, you can actually end up with an allergy. Otherwise, I'm wondering if your own intuition is trying to kick in, but you need to possibly direct it a little better, okay, so that you're not frightening yourself in these situations. What do you think, Jim? You're a pretty good judge of character.
There's a lot of people out there. I think that sometimes there's a lot of coincidences, and the problem is the other event, the first one he had, was very clear and vivid in his mind.
Yeah.
So right away he saw that person very similar and had a deja vu, and it was not a good deja vu. You know, it was a bad deja vu. But
okay, we got another card for you, hon.
Yep. All right. Well, real quick, you know, this is your angel card reading, and this may or may not relate or help or not help, but the subject is declutter your space is the subject of this card.
And then I want to add something when you're done.
Whether it's your living or working space, it needs cleaning. It needs cleaning up to welcome more refreshing and pure. Your mind will gain more clarity, and it will gain more peace.
Okay, and something I want to mention to you that I think is going to really resonate is we have a lady in our audience here on Facebook who is saying that often we see people I've met in different life, and I was going to mention this, that this could be a past life reference on your part. Similar people who we know, even if it's a stranger. But a lot of times we will become reacquainted or see somebody and think, man, that person looks familiar. And for you, you're connecting it to that experience at the school. So anyway, I thought that was an important point to mention to you.
It's been a long time since you called.
Yeah.
Everything going well other than...
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know then, because sometimes we don't hear from people for a while. We don't really know.
Yeah, how they're doing.
Typically, they're doing good, but we just don't know. So it's good.
Try to avoid spying on people.
It's good to hear.
In the cards when we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to pry. If you don't want to call in, you don't have to call in, but, you know, we'd still worry. So we're good. Well, we're glad that you're doing well. You're still in the same, you've always kind of been in that area, haven't you, when you called us in the past?
Yeah.
In Virginia. Okay, well, that's cool. All right, well, I wish the best of luck to you, and, you know, we are always here.
Yes, indeed, we are.
All right,
so
you have a good night.
Care.
Good
yes.
weekend. The weekend is half over, but you still got Sunday left, and tonight, too, so have a good one.
You too. Interesting comment in the sense that, you know, just speaking to everybody here, that we often will run into these situations. from a past life. You know, I often do anyway. I get a funny feeling. And then I will check it out with my cards, and more times than not, they do turn out to be resembling someone from another life.
That's not this case.
No.
He specifically brought him back to an event that happened earlier, not like 1,000 years ago, it was like, but earlier in his life.
It seems to have really traumatized him.
Khalil
is a really interesting guy.
I would say he's probably one of the most observant people around.
Yes, and
he's
we've heard from him for a few years now.
Very attentive to his surroundings.
He ought to go into like law enforcement.
I think when you talk about that at one point, I think when he first started calling,
that he ought to go.
I think he was just interested in. I don't know if he ever was actually pursuing going into, but he was interested in at some point for a while because he was talking about some of the guys and.
Yeah, and
some of the law enforcement folks and how they acted and stuff like that.
He's got an attention to detail that is sharper than anybody I've ever. I mean, he can describe to you the way a jacket was laying. Remember, Jim, on a car seat in perfect detail.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That is a fact, Jack.
So I hope he puts that a gift of his to use.
Okay.
So I wonder if we should, how about if we skip over here quickly? Because I see that Dr. Priya is very tired. She's been trying for a few nights now to get a question answered. It's a good one, too. And not that any of them are bad, if you know what I mean.
I'm not going to messenger us.
She says, well, it's right there. I may as well just respond to it.
Well, stand by, folks, for the...
In case you get time, she said, here's her question. I am not getting the job that she was hoping for in the Netherlands. She tried her best, so she is thinking to learn clinical research and search in it. What did she say? And search in it. Can you please comment on that? Yes, honey, I certainly can. So give me a moment to look at the cards for you. A lot of times we do end up switching our direction.
But it's not a huge shift. It's not like she's getting into making clown clothing or anything like that. She's still staying in her basic field,
but
you know.
That could be lucrative for
her. Somebody has to make clown clothing. There's a demand out there for it. So
and Catherine, you're so right. People with that kind of recall, they blow my mind too. Yet I can remember back to... You might be able to, too. We women tend to have an ability to remember stuff that may at the time seem completely inconsequential. Like, for instance, the night I met my husband-to-be, which I did not have any thoughts of anything like that. I just happened to make his acquaintance in a nightclub. And he was wearing a white pair of jeans. Really good on him, and he had a shirt, a special button-down shirt that had all kinds of really nicely designed fish all over it. It was really a great shirt, but I didn't remember that until we'd been together like maybe 3 or 4 years, and one night I went, oh my God, I remembered it. So a lot of times I think we have that ability, but some people say we have minds that are like filing cabinets. And I kind of like the idea of that. So here for Dr. Priya.
A lot of people say that your brain's recording everything. It's just a matter of you being able to recall it out, the info, being able to get it out of the files. So, yeah.
And I can't imagine what the files look like for you men.
Why? Why would it be any different if you're just recording what your eyes see?
No, but I'm imagining a real filing cabinet, okay, and... It would be, I think, helter, skelter, papers here and there and everywhere. But you would understand your own system of filing. You know what I mean? You'd say, well, Bob is filed under beer because that's how I know him. And I usually will drink Boston Lager with him.
That's the Michael Scott way of filing things on the show The Office. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe that's why he's my hero. I love that.
Well, I think
show.
I think I missed somebody here. Real quick.
Who'd
let me scroll up.
Laura. Did you get Laura?
Got Laura right off the bat.
Okay.
She was numero uno. I was Jeanette International shout out.
Yeah.
Another of our fellow Canadians. She was in here a little while, well, I think right before the reading started, possibly. The first caller. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that would be an extremely successful move for you, Doctor. From what I see here, I think that you would find it far, very much to your liking. You'd find lots of satisfaction in it. And while I don't fully understand completely the role of, what did you call it?
Clinical research.
I think that it would satisfy, let's say, a certain scientific part of your mind and do a very good job of it. Okay. I think that would be a wonderful step for you to take.
And it's like when you have a field that interests you and it's your career, there's still many paths on that field without deviating. Like I said, you don't have to go make clown clothes. You can still do so many things that your education will still help you with and your experience can help you with in that field. That's cool. There's no
clinical trials. I would think if I were in the medical profession, I would think that clinical trials would be awesome. I watched a lot of it when I went to NIH, the National Institute of Health that we have here in, I believe it's Baltimore.
Bethesda.
And my husband was going through a lot of these trials. When they ran out of the tiers of chemo that he was getting, you know, it gave him extra years.
Pretty big building.
Oh,
they have an app you can download so you can get a "you are here" in this building and try to figure out where you are and where you got to go.
And where your car is parked.
Well, I never do use that one.
But being involved, watching it happen is just absolutely amazing. And you see what Catherine's saying. Yeah, she said, you are saying, Dr. Priya,
clinical
research includes pharma companies. They test drugs in all processes.
They have to. There's a certain point where it goes to the human stage. That's, they do the lab stuff, and then they get involved with the rats and all, whatever. And
but, you know, it strikes me.
There's a certain point where it's got to be humans.
Yeah, but it strikes me a little bit funny that to tell people, yes, I work with big pharma, and you know, with pharma, it's like telling people you're a dentist or a lawyer, and they would go like, oh, no, really? Because people just don't think of they don't like lawyers. They don't like dentists.
Some people can do clinical research and not be attached to a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, sure.
But they are the big players. You're probably going to make more money there, I bet. You know?
You have a new home coming to you also. Thought I'd throw that in for you, give you a little something to sleep on tonight. Your husband, your mate, we'll say your mate, is in the future going to look at, and maybe is already playing with it, but is planning to look at becoming involved in the real estate market. And that will be really lucrative, very, very good money.
Here's the other thing. You have cars, you're good to go, but I can't speak when they're in other countries. I don't know.
Well, it looks like in the construction or the designing of them. I mean, there's different aspects to that, too.
There is. You're right. Real estate is typically you own a piece of land, and you can either build on it, or you can just sell the piece of land, let them build on it, or blah, 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 or you own shit and you rent it out to businesses, stuff like that.
And I also want to add to you, I'm feeling that you turning this direction, you are going to find breakthroughs in terms of while working in these trials and with the drugs and all. You're going to find breakthroughs for children, absolutely for children. So to me, that's a big calling on somebody's life. Yeah.
Whoa, what did she just say?
Who?
Who's him?
Oh, he's starting a pet grooming business.
Well, she said that. Who's him?
Her husband, her mate, her...
Oh, See, I'm not as connected with you. I didn't know she had one. I thought you were talking like some future guy coming along.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad. We'll see. There you go. That's why she's like, him. Oh, yeah, no, she said basically he's not getting a job, so she said, start a damn pet grooming business. In other words, do something. That's what I get out of that.
You're going to start that. I'm really kind of confused here, but you're going to start that. Okay, well, whatever. It's a great stepping stone. It's a good back pocket career, pet grooming.
I don't think that would be a good stepping stone for Dr. Priya.
Well, maybe that's what she's going to do until she gets credential for the other work.
I throw the clothes. Always an option.
All right. Well, hopefully you got something out of that makes sense.
And before we move on, I shall give you your Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle card. Subject, firstly, love yourself. Your existence is a beautiful blessing. Know how deeply in love with your own self. Know how to deeply love your own self. So I have to interpret these things that had bad interpretation. So you're here, your existence is a blessing, but you need to know how, you got to remember how to deeply love yourself. Some people are worried about other people too much. You have a place to belong to people with a vibe and finally blossom to your best version. So you got to love yourself to make yourself better. Some people don't think that's what they need to do. Sometimes they are worried about, I got to love everybody else, give them all the attention. You got to look out for number one. And then by doing so, then you can help more people.
True.
So that, like I said, these are the cards where
Japanese.
The dude or dudette did this interpretation. I would say, I don't know, maybe they're cleaning little urinals in Japan right now, because that interpreter thing went right down the toilet, so to speak. Bada-bing, bada-bang. They did not do well. Matter of fact, they chose poorly. I love that. That's the best part of that movie to me.
And
anyway,
what movie was that?
That would be the Indiana Jones and the, which one? It wasn't the Temple of Doom. It was the one with Sean Connery. What was that? What was that one called?
There was the skulls. What was it?
It wasn't the Crystal Skull. Well, maybe it was. I don't know. It was the one where they were like basically. I think.
Yes, New Homecoming for you, Dr. Priya. But I think there's dabbling in real estate also. You know, these days we can have our fingers in lots of different pies. Back, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, everybody one path to that path till they got their gold watch at the end of it. I guess maybe longer than 30 years.
No, and you're right. You're right. Back in the day, people chose a path and they didn't really deviate unless that path like that exploded, but they didn't deviate from that path typically on their own.
And what I've heard from experts that I have spoken with, not like on a world-class basis, but experts in the field of like employment, they have said you shouldn't stick at one job more than 5 years, because one thing, you're going to find people coming in with less experience, possibly less education, that are going to get hired for more than
If that does happen, then you did not choose a good career path.
Our parents' generation.
Yeah, you didn't choose. If you chose a good career path, the younger guys aren't going to make more than you. They might be close. I mean, they might make a way lot more than you were. But remember, inflation's out there too.
Yeah, and look at your poor mother. What happened to her?
They knew what happened to her.
His mother worked her tail off in a medical clinic as the record, working with medical records.
Right, yeah, billing medical records.
Insurance.
All the fun stuff. All the stuff that makes people angry.
And girls were coming in as time went on. His mother was making $12 an hour, and they were coming in at like 18 bucks an hour. And she stayed in that job for, oh my God, all the years you were growing up, wasn't it?
The one thing, I will say one thing that she scored big on, that could put a price tag on, was the insurance benefits. Since it was a medical place, it was way beyond. Nobody had health care like we had. Nobody on this planet ever had health care like we had. It was that good because she worked at a clinic. I mean, we're talking.
She had access to all the doctors.
Oh, They gave some good benefits there. I mean, when there was a family of five, I mean, that worked out really good. So
you did. That's
right. As far as that goes.
And one thing I've got to say, she's a little tiny, diminutive woman. I mean, you'd think if you pushed her a little bit, she'd just shatter into. That's how petite and frail she looked. This woman was diagnosed from a mammogram and a biopsy, stage 4 breast cancer. And they told her, best you get your affairs in order. This woman has a will made out of iron.
Tenacity.
Yes. She went through every level of her treatment and never missed one day of work. She had a little pail next to her and would puke in the pail.
Once in a while. Actually, she did. She sucked it up pretty well.
But you know what I think a lot of it is? This is a woman that seemed to be made out of pure spite.
She was a first generation. She
got with everything.
First generation from the people from the Slavic folks. And they were pretty hardcore workers and drinkers. I mean... Look, her real father got killed in a iron, you know, back then they didn't do open pit mines when they were mining the iron ore. They did like the coal people did. They had tunnels and stuff like that, and they had a collapse. So her real dad, when she was young.
Is that the one? That
died.
Ultimately,
he was the bigamist. He was the guy that left the whole family in Yugoslavia.
Well, they couldn't understand later on why there was no benefits for...
I would...
Jim's family. So his mother went to Yugoslavia. I think it was still Yugoslavia then.
She did all the research. She went. She already knew where she was going. She did all the research, which was hard back then without computers.
That man came to the United States.
She had to pull newspaper clippings and stuff.
To work. And he worked in the mines.
He immigrated. He immigrated while he was married, left the sign behind. I would imagine he probably said, we need to go to the United States, and we're not leaving. He goes, screw that. I'm getting the hell out of this country.
And he put all of the benefits to that family. And so, I mean, they're just people in this world we can't even imagine. You know, what did that card say last night? People have it harder, or what was that thing? It could be worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
It always could be worse. But I would just say, I mean, she was the first of her generation that was born in this country. Oh, her mother, father, even the stepfather, they were all immigrants.
Catherine is saying that her dad was the mailman in their neighborhood, right? And so if they wanted to have any kind of shenanigans going on, they had to go somewhere else because everybody knew they were the mailman's kids. And where I grew up, it was kind of a ghetto, whitish ghetto neighborhood. You know, not clothes, no fancy. But my mother would run down the street with a belt running after me. And the neighbors would come out, like the women during the day. They'd get out on their front porches and they'd say, you get her, Marlene, and you give it to her good. And some of them would even, they would ambush me when I thought it's what I'm saying is, it does take a village sometimes. We don't do that anymore.
Well, because that's old school. The village did do that back where they came from those other countries in Europe where there were small places. And
so they didn't care what I did, but if my mom had the belt out, something was going down.
Times were tough. There was no unicorns and rainbows being thrown about.
No.
Shut up, quit crying, and get to work type attitude because times were tough.
No video games. Oh, what did we have? What was that thing that goes like this? And you could look at the Taj Mahal.
I don't even know what that meme was.
Oh, God. And
you put different things in there.
Yeah, somebody's got to remember.
And it was 3D-ish because there was one on each eye, and they could tilt the pictures a little bit. You had like a 3D, yeah.
And then
God, I don't even remember what that
thing. Then the Etch-A-Sketch. My kids, I bought them one. They didn't even...
I think you can... They liked it for a while.
A little while, yeah. So,
You know, sometimes the power goes out, you know, and you got to suck it up and figure out what you're going to do.
Virgil's here, and he says...
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil says, your parents sound like wonderful people, Jim. You must be very proud.
Yeah, I think we should all be proud of people that immigrated and took a chance. They left the continent.
He was such a good kid. He never got chased down the street with a belt. And people saying, you get him there, Dolly. You give it to him good.
Because I wasn't an idiot. I'm not going to put myself in a situation to get the belt because I knew it was there. Why in God's name would I do that? Because
I loved trouble growing up. I loved it.
You got to be smarter than the average bear. You got to do the trouble thing and not get caught. That's the ticket.
Well, I guess we never caught, you know, the schematics just didn't contain that part of it.
You're supposed to learn that when you're a little kid and you're trying to take a cookie as a toddler. You're supposed to start learning how to be sneaky, not be a dork and dumbass and still go out there and get in trouble and have somebody chase you with a bell down the street. At that age, you should have been a lot more clever.
She got it, Catherine.
What?
Viewmaster, that little thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was fascinating as hell.
It's cool.
You could see Buckingham Palace.
Well, whatever. You buy the little thing, the box of things you could have.
Yeah.
It was cool. It looked really nice, actually, you know. I mean, like I said, it was, and you hold it up to a nice bright light. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
These kids,
and you had,
yeah.
And it had the round thing, and it would rotate. It would change. You know, you would change it by doing that. Yeah, it was cool.
Well, the kaleidoscope.
Well, that was just like, yeah. That was like one step away from doing acid or like a frog. I never really liked that stupid. The kaleidoscope thing was cool for like 13 seconds as a very young child. Like, oh, look at that.
Licking?
It does all this cool stuff, and now that's all it does is cool stuff. It's like a slinky. Slinkies were cool.
Until.
For 15 minutes.
Yeah, until it got messed up.
Silly Putty was great for 5 minutes. Like, oh, my God. I got the Sunday cartoons. I put the Silly Putty on it, and I peel it off. I can see the Sunday cartoons.
I did, too.
Okay. All right. Now what do I do?
Oh, my God.
Next toy. Should we take the color? We have a few. I think let's take them in the order that the, you know.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. I probably would have stayed up tonight.
I would have just Googled it.
Well, she did. And she found.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice when we look back on those things. You know, when you go get candy, a penny a piece candy.
Oh, yeah. Or so, depending on your age, you can get. Maybe a couple for a penny if they're really tiny little pieces of crap candies.
Bazooka gum, remember that?
Yeah, they were like, when we got older, so to speak, they came up to a whole nickel, I think. They got up to be a nickel the last time I started buying them as a kid, when they were like 1 or 2 cents. Inflation, damn it.
They made awesome bubbles.
But you remember the little machines?
What?
You could walk up with a penny and get a gumball out of that machine. One single penny.
And
it was a round bubble thing. You put a penny in, go choop choop, and you get one little gumball. And it wasn't bad for a penny.
Isn't it funny that they sold us candy cigarettes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the whole neighborhood was running around with
some candy. Of them. If you blew out, it would like puff a little bit, so it looked like smoke. Because it had like powdered sugar on it. It would like look like you were smoking. And they painted, they dyed one little end so it was like looked like a filter color.
They did. Now they'd be shot.
Oh, yeah, because it would be like promoting, oh, my God, you're encouraging bad behavior. Really? There's a video game out there, Call of Duty, where you shoot people. There's, I remember games, what was that, the Grand Theft Auto, where you could beat up whores and take their money, but those little cigarettes are encouraging bad behavior. Yeah. All right, that's enough soapbox. Let's take the call.
Who is it?
We're going, actually, it's a neighbor down to the south.
Okay.
Yes, a little bit, just a couple states down. We're going to 8-4th. I guess I should actually make them go live instead of tease them. They can hear us talk, but now I unmuted them. 843 South Carolina, you're the next caller.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. And how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And your name, please, first name?
My name is Benita.
Benita.
Okay.
Have we spoken
with you? Your voice is familiar, but I don't know the name.
Yeah. Have we spoken with you before?
I don't know. Don't get me to lying. I don't know.
What did you say?
It's okay.
She doesn't know either?
Everybody's a first-timer, and...
Well, that's...
You know.
No, don't feel bad about not knowing. I mean, the fact that we asked means we didn't know.
Yes.
Do not feel bad, my dear. All right, so you've been listening, so I guess you kind of know the format a little bit, the questions and stuff like that that you can ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
So give us a little info about you.
But you, your situation, background, that'll help her do your questions.
And so I can feel a little sense of familiarity with you.
Yes. Okay, so I am in a relationship. And I am wanting to know, I went into business with this person, and I'm wanting to know if the relationship with him is going to go further or.
Okay. Yeah. How far is it right now?
Well, we've been like going together for like 7 years.
Oh, boy, 7 years.
I missed who?
That's a long time.
For a guy?
Yeah.
And she wants to know if years, and is it, is she going to advance to something? Is that what she's looking for? Is it going to advance? Deb? Is that the question?
Wants to know if she's going to go somewhere.
Well,
right.
the fact that you've been together for 7 years sounds like you've gone somewhere.
If you were living together, that would be a common law marriage.
And, well, she's in South Carolina. I don't know the law. Well, you're right. I don't know about that. But anyway, seven years is 7 years. That's
Wow.
I don't know if it has it been an off and on 7 years, or has it been pretty good?
Well, you know, he has a problem with insecurity and jealousy, so that's the issue that I'm having a problem with, really. But, you know, we live together. But,
okay. Well, you know what? They're not alone. That's a very common issue that we get here on the show. It's either, well, of course, it's either the male or the female. Or, you know, it can be a combination of that. But insecurity and jealousy seems to go hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah, why can't they just be like me and, you know?
Exactly.
Be normal.
Exactly. Well,
what just happened?
What'd you do?
I don't know.
Just go to the little X up there in the corner. I do know a little something about the computer.
Did you see there was like Visual Basic code though? Did you see that?
Yes.
What was that then?
That was, it's just something that pops up that you can do stuff with, but we don't want to.
Alrighty then. Typically you don't see, well, go ahead.
Just, Jim, when it comes to computers, just plug it in and turn it on and then don't worry about anything else.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the ticket.
All right, for you, seriously now. You know what it is? I got it for you. Oh, my gosh. You know what these guys and women that do this don't realize how really ridiculous they're being. Okay, your man has himself convinced that there are men that are coming in like droves. They're in flocks. They're in packs. And they're all after you. And it makes him terrified that they're going to get you, that there's a better man in that crowd, whether they're coming from Australia or the North Pole. He doesn't care where they're coming from. He just knows they're coming. And that's what it is. He loves you and adores you so much that he's afraid you'll find somebody who can make you happier.
So this is a person that has some serious insecurity issues with himself.
Yes.
So bad that it's going to ruin everything in his life.
It's not about you.
No,
it's
no,
all
not at all.
About him.
No. I mean, I have a feeling that if he had a relationship with a shoe, he would get worried because he'd feel so bad about himself, or he thinks everybody's out to get him or something.
Does he try to go everywhere with you? Does he try to find out where you are all the time? I mean, how much does he from you?
Yes. And when we talk on the phone, it's not like a normal, I'm going to say an hour max, okay? No, we talk on the phone for over an hour, 2 hours. It can be all night long if we're in bed. Like, he's a truck driver, so he's on the road all the time.
There you go.
And who wants to be on the phone? I mean, please forgive me, but I don't want to be on the phone all the time, and it irritates me.
Well, sure. Sure. You know, it's like we actually live in a community that is home to the largest naval base in the world. We have people that come and go. Their wives and husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends all have to stay home. And these guys and women sometimes are gone for a year, you know, and all they have is, say, a computer message, maybe their cell phones when they can use them, you know, but they're...
That's all they have.
That's really...
How was it like 20-some years ago?
Oh, it was...
They had nothing.
Nothing.
But anyway, go ahead.
You called me from Monte Carlo, Jim, one night.
Yeah, well, you...
And I wasn't there. And the thing is, I would sit there on a Friday or Saturday
You would never
night,
know.
And I would look at that phone thinking,
you don't
all
know.
Right, Jim's sister was my best friend. And I said, should I go out with them or sit here and wait for a call that's probably not going to come? And I decided to go. And then the answering machine would have that. But he wasn't like trying to drop a canoe into the water to try and, you know, paddle his way home because I wasn't there. Right?
Well, those years ago. You know what you did? There was, well, now they even now it's a little better because they can actually send emails out so I don't have to try to sit on a stupid ass, stand in line for a phone. When they'll get to a point where they can do emails. But the point
yeah,
is
for you
it wasn't about that.
And for you, you've got it way better, even better than that. But he's calmed down. You know, poor guy. I feel sorry for him, really.
Yeah. Well, no, it's definitely a disability almost.
Well, and the thing is, separation
the
is
most,
the
yeah.
it's the nature of the beast. But it could make your relationship so much better when he comes home and you have that, you know, reunion.
Yeah,
it's like a honeymoon.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this with other folks with very similar situations. And it's, if you get into that serious relationship thing with somebody, but there's going to be separation, if there
yeah.
isn't trust, you really shouldn't be in it. Or you better figure out a way to get over it and get through it and or something, because it's only going to get worse, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he just makes these comments like, you know, he can find somebody else and,
well, so can anybody.
You know, if I want to do something else. And I'm, yeah, exactly. And I mean, those things don't really bother me because who cares? I'm fine by myself, honestly. But, you know, I don't want to keep wasting my time.
An insecurity issue for him that you're just fine and he's not.
No. There's a lot of deja vu on this
yeah.
that we've had, remember, with another caller.
Yes.
That sometimes they want to hear that their loved one that is estranged apart is really not doing that great. Sometimes they don't like it when they're doing great when they're separated, you know?
Wow.
All right. Well, I say that it's time for the two of you to have that talk again. I know you've had it, but this one really needs to be kind of like set in stone, and that maybe it wouldn't hurt if he's open to it. They usually aren't, to maybe get some counseling. You know, you can even do it right over the phone in your home now. I have a girlfriend who works for BetterHelp. It's an online company that hires credentialed therapists, and you can do it right over your, you know, over a video call. But this relationship cannot move forward until he moves forward. He's got to. Because could you imagine spending the rest of your life like this?
No, I can't. You think you would have ulcers and high blood pressure, a lot of stress-related issues, and
yeah,
both of you.
I do have high blood pressure.
And the extreme highs and extreme lows after a while are going to take its toll mentally and physically. You can't have that. You got to have stability.
You really do.
Yes.
And I really think he loves you that much.
Of course he does.
That's why
yeah.
I think and it's after you.
He does. Obviously,
yes.
There is that. No, there is that, obviously. If he didn't, he would have punted along.
He would have.
Somebody that has those
yeah.
kind of issues wouldn't even have entertained a couple days.
Your cards hint that it's something from his childhood. And a lot of things are.
It could be more than one thing, right?
Yeah. It could be that something he needs to try to roll back time and figure out what it is.
Sometimes I say it's a series of unfortunate events, not just one. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times when you see all these big disasters that happen,
yeah,
there's like, it's not like one, it's two, there's like three multiple things that happen. Because usually one thing,
yeah,
sometimes a person can cope with, it's depending on how the severity.
Do you both have friends? Do you socialize?
You have common friends, your own friends?
No, we don't really have common friends because he's on the road all the time. So what I did is I went to get my CDL. I have my CDL permit. I just finished that like a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to be on the road together, just driving.
That is cool.
To kind of help him.
Yes, and I know a couple that did that. They spent a ton of years out driving together. And it made their marriage beautiful.
Oh, when I was a young and dumb, like about 18 years old, I worked for like a temp agency just to make money. And they stuck me with a guy on this tractor trailer. It was a husband and a wife.
Yep.
And that's what they did for a living. They went out and took jobs. We went to move some people. They had a giant sleeper in the back there. I saw it was huge, the sleeper they had in the back of that thing. And that's what they did. They were husband and wife. They loved it. And they showed us pictures. They had pictures. There was no internet back in the 80s. They said, they had a beautiful home. But they said, we go out together. We do this. He drives.
Yeah.
She did like paperwork. She was like the admin business type of stuff like that. And he did all the muscle. He had to stop doing the muscle because he had hurt his back, which is why the hair dust temp guy is to help.
Yeah, but
they enjoyed it. They loved it.
Hearing that, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you could get him to take that teeny step further.
Baby steps.
Marry you, you know?
I think the fact that you have the CDL is probably going to put you closer to that, right?
Well, in 7 years.
Well, the problem is, if you're talking about marriage, let me tell you, the problem is that he is technically, by law, on a piece of paper, still married to another person.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, that technically, by law, on a piece of paper is all it takes to not get married.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
All it takes is one little piece of crap, stinky little old yellow-looking paper that's been in a vault for a long time.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, then, is there a reason that that piece of paper can't be undone eventually here, or is it just nobody's done it?
Well, I addressed that issue like last year and then January of this year. And he says, you know, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take care of it. But, you know, this is May now, and I haven't seen any.
In the meantime,
it's on my list.
That wife has rights in the event that
exactly, and that's what I said. Even though he doesn't talk to her anymore, she still has rights.
Yeah, some rights, but he could have all his insurance lined up to a dog.
If he, let's say, he became disabled,
the government stuff.
She can claim a sizable portion of his
Social Security stuff. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So you should really nag him to death. This is important to get that off his.
Can I ask a shout out to Pamela from Wales, another person from the British invasion in the UK. We love it. We love it long time. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, but I think inevitably, here's what we got. You guys are going to work this out. Get on the road with him, and if I were you, give him kind of a deadline, but don't call it that. You know.
Don't even give a hint that there is a deadline.
You know,
just say, we got this thing we keep talking about. We got to pick a time to make it final. Not just say, eventually I'll get to it. It's like, you know what? The toilet's clogged up. Yeah, I'll get to it. And eventually you got to do that.
Yes. So, and pick a month. Tell them, I'm dreaming of one day being a, you know, December bride or whatever month would.
Some
really?
People like June. Well, some like December because of Christmas and the holidays.
Yeah, so.
And some have other days that are significant, you know.
I really think what I'm seeing here in your cards, poor guy, he's got this insecurity, but I think you being with him is really going to cure that. Like, he's got to clean up that little mess. It's too bad after a certain length of time, you can't just get a citizen's divorce, you know.
I've always said marriage, you can go down and you can knock that thing out in 5 minutes. Sometimes it can take a lifetime to undo. It's not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not right. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. And, my dear,
here you go.
Here is your angel card reading. The subject is stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for solitude and individual working. Be careful if there are interferences with your process occasionally. Ideas, solutions come to your mind when you're alone and totally into your plan. So you got to get a plan. You got to get focused. And I think she sounds like she is on that road. Make sure you know what you remember your goals. I have this one goal, this goal. You don't have to have one ultimate goal. You can have little goals in between. Get it down, think about it, and then figure out how I got to do it, knowing that your partner has these hurdles, which are insecurities.
Right.
Which makes your little goal a little bit tougher, but you stay focused, like the card says. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah.
Remember that's a waterboard. You can do it.
Please check in with us. Love to see how this, develops for you, because the two of you are made for each other. He's going to be fine. You watch and see.
7 years.
Yeah, I would never say take a stand with this one. And, I think you'd break his heart.
The word stand is different. Yeah. You just got to try to point you guys in this direction. Well, women usually, you know how to do it eventually. You know how to make a guy do what he doesn't want to do one way or the other. It all depends. But so you have to figure that out.
Well, good luck to you.
We're on your side.
You.
We're on your side.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Have a great weekend. What's left of it?
Yeah, well, you're halfway-ish through it.
Yeah.
That's the way you look at it. 7 years is a long time.
He loves her to death.
Obviously, this has a good foundation. You know,
foundation. Sometimes we recommend take a break. Let him see what life is like without you. He already sees that. Being on the road.
After 7 years,
yeah.
I don't think that ultimately was. She's got to just finesse it now.
Yeah, he just got to get over that bump in the road.
She's got to take control, but don't let him know it.
No, he's awfully lucky, though, that she would hang in there for that long.
He may or may not know it. Maybe he does know it, that he's lucky. We don't know. All right, we're going to area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
You guys. Hi, how are you?
Hey,
how
how's it going? Pick us up. 24 hours, what's
up? I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't know.
How do you not know?
Well,
24 hours now.
Okay, so yesterday was good up until toward evening, and we're outside, and it's getting dark, and we had our dinner. And I don't know if I said anything. I can't blame me. I don't think I said anything. I really don't, and then we called it a night. We wrapped it up. And so he went into his place. I went into my place. And it was night. And then this morning it was really quiet over on his side. And then at 8 o'clock this morning, I called him. And he did not sound happy. He sounded a little angry.
Like,
I knew he directed it. Well, not at me. I don't think he
was
angry.
He was angry about something.
Said,
okay. Right.
And so I asked him, I said, did I ever pay you that $8 that I borrowed from you yesterday? He said, no, you did not. And then he said, you know what? We're going to deal with that. We'll work it out. All right, now I'm trying to make my breakfast. And while I have this energy or whatever, he used some word. And he said, so I'm going to let you go, he said. And then we hung up. Not angrily. And then I could hear him having an argument with someone. I don't know if it was I'm sure it was on the phone. And the name of his ex, I could hear that name.
She doesn't know. He does not talk to his ex.
He talks to, he has a very good, the friend that came and the guy was kidding on
him. He's buddy from the old school days.
Well, I don't know. He talks to, he has longtime friends. He has many, many longtime friends, from back where he's from.
Well, the ex name.
But Dad, I have no clue what's going on.
Well,
I just went out to I went to the mountain by myself and I hung out and I was a mess. And I just kept asking for guidance. I thought, what the fuck, man? Do I need to move on from this fucking shit? And then I sat up there on the mountain for a while and then came back and fell asleep. And I had a deadline here today with someone and they rescheduled for tomorrow. So I've just been puttering around doing laundry. He left for a few minutes and then came back, and I've left him alone. I'm just going to donkey dick around with my clay.
How do you donkey dick around?
Well, that's a whole different subject. We might have to create another show about that.
I don't know. What do the cards say?
All right. First of all, I got to ask
the word got transported,
All right, I got to ask you, honestly, do you ever put your ear on the wall?
Hell no.
Why not?
The walls are so thin.
No. This is the worst I do is call you and get an inside psychic scoop.
You are not an average woman.
You are not.
Because average women want to hear everything. They would make... If they would make good spies, if they, you know, because there were some very good spies from the past.
Where?
Women spies from the past. They make great spies.
What was their names?
Oh, yeah. We don't want to go. Let's not go there.
That Russian one.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. But anyway, because they
are. Was it Marlena Harari?
All right, I'm looking at
your
card.
Did you say Mata Hari?
Mata Hari.
Was it Marlena Dietrich?
Well, that's the actress.
There's a lot about that because she was German. There was a lot of speculation.
What was
on
the
that.
Name of the one during like Vietnam? There was a female that would come
was
on.
It Jane Fonda?
Wait, is some Asian chick?
Yeah, she'd come
Jane
on.
Some young chick. I would like a lunch special. Some young chick.
I have no idea what's going
Tokyo
on.
Tokyo Rose was the one.
Tokyo Rose.
That was not the other.
That was
the
Tokyo Rose.
That was the, that wasn't spy. That was, well, actually, you know what? We shouldn't go down that road because you're right. There was a lot of.
Coco Chanel was a spy.
I don't know. Oh, anyway, we got international shout-outs here. Rachel in Australia. I missed somebody else here. Ah, Kirsty in the land of the UK.
I'm going to go out tomorrow early in the morning with my friends by myself, and we're going to go, you know, do it up. We've got coffee, and someone plays at the coffee house, and we're going to go somewhere else, and someone's playing.
I have to ask you a question. If you're going to go out with your friends, how can you be going out by yourself?
Without him. She met without him.
I knew that. I'm just being a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean,
solo.
Jack Walker. She's got.
And then
I
tomorrow.
She's gonna kill time while she puts the cards down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then we gotta go somewhere else.
I'm the filler guy.
I mean, all day we, you know, yesterday we had a great time. We went to my friend's. My friend. We listened to her play. He came along. He wanted to come with me. He also. What do you call it? We went somewhere else earlier to family, friends that we know. And then, you know, he enjoyed my girlfriend. She was performing at a coffee house. We were hugging and kissing my girlfriend, and her boyfriend was there. And then he and I went shopping across the street, you know, at a secondhand store. We had a great time. And then we came home. We made dinner. I think I told you all that. Anyway, I don't know what happened.
He's not mad at you. You just happen to get in the crosshairs a little bit.
She kind of knew that, too.
All right.
Yeah.
But I can tell you a little something.
A little something.
That's right. Now, for those of you that are new joining us, and I'm looking at the computer, like they can actually see me that way they can. What I am illustrating and have been with Lisa for months now.
The folks on there see the cards. So
yeah,
you're talking to them. You're right.
I'm talking to
Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Well, to her.
All right. So Lisa has agreed and volunteered to be we'll call it a test, a case study.
I don't even know what that She's got an F. Remember, didn't they call those?
I'm a Frankenstein. I'm bride of the Frankenstein creation.
You're not. It is alive. No, she's not.
Actually, to show you all what it is. I've got clients. Some are from 10 years.
Snitches get stitches.
No, I just wanted you to know I'm not just a parlor trick psychic.
5 years from now, I'll be calling you. And
we're having a sidebar. Bada bing, bada bang, bada bing. You know, the fun stuff.
All right. It's about another guy, and it's probably the ex. And there's,
are you kidding me?
There's a situation here that you are not privy to. And
God help me.
It's material things. Now, these are the things that run the gamut in my mind. Past bills that didn't get paid, or somebody paid, like your man there paid them and never got paid back.
Yeah,
or
makes
it's
sense.
About
no, he
stuff.
Told me he told me that his ex owed him a bunch of money. Like,
there you go.
Well, no, this is even more secret than that. There's secrets here.
Secret.
So what
I've
he told you, and he might have said, well, it's like $750. But in reality, maybe it's more like $17,500.
Holy fuck.
Well, she's just saying it's
there's a secret here.
He probably downplayed it to you so you would just quit talking to him about it. It was that big of a deal is what she's saying.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't bring it up. He brought it.
No. But it came up and he says, all right, I want to put it down. No big deal. Then let's move on and not talk about it.
Okay, to give you an example here of a secret hidden. I have someone that I give readings to that I'm not going to mention any identifying information. But she's not here, I'll tell you that.
I kept telling her,
your boyfriend has a secret, and they were planning to get married. She was pregnant, having their baby, and he admitted to her that he had a hookup with a female friend of his while he was out of town.
Hate it when that happens.
That wasn't the secret. That's why I'm saying it's not about the money. The secret was that girl was pregnant too. So we got two baby mamas and we got two little girls that came out of them.
Ooh.
And a guy in the middle that, oh boy.
Yeah. So what's the secret here?
So
not
I'm,
this
no, I'm just saying, no, this is a secret that has not been revealed yet.
She was thrown out an extreme example.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
Is she going to go back to
Jim is right.
Hey, Deb. Deb, Lisa's talking to you, Deb.
Is he going to go back to any
of
the
facts? I think it's hilarious.
Ahead, hey, Deb.
Yes.
Damn.
Do you see him going back to any of his exes?
No, this is about
stuff. I don't even have cards I want to send myself either.
I would have to focus on this as we do more readings over the next several days. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me. But I'm thinking it's about, could be about a failed business.
Something monetary, right?
Yeah.
Not emotional?
No. Nothing emotional.
Nothing emotional. So you don't have to worry about that. You're not getting replaced.
Yeah. He tried to help this ex of his. You know, remember.
Yes, he did.
And remember, we've looked at this ex before.
Really?
And there was never love there. They were sexercised.
I don't remember that.
No, he told me that. He said he never had love with anyone. He said
right.
that. So,
love
who
got
the fuck knows?
Hand emotion.
You know,
it is.
You see, okay, Deb, this is what I ask you. I've been walking around on tiptoes in the this is so funny, in the middle of the building, you know, like I put my laundry in and then I run back into my place. I don't want to deal with him when he's like this. And not that I'm afraid of him. I don't want a black cloud. And so
at least, when he's like that, if he comes out, why don't you say, oh, baby, you look so cute when you're angry.
Oh, yeah, push.
Are you kidding me?
Poke the bear.
would that be like TNT from Yosemite Sam?
You should be able to do that today.
Say, here comes
you
the
should
tickle
be able,
bug.
You know what? If somebody's close to you, you should be able to poke the bear, push their buttons, and they should not overreact if you guys are right for each other.
He should snap out of it.
Or even if he gets a little picky.
Well, that's my bone of contention. Why do you think I went up to the mountain and I was asking the cactus, I was asking the sky, the rocks, I was like, fuck this shit. You know,
you talk to rocks. You talk to cactus. That's interesting.
No.
Well, that's not so bad. It's really bad if they talk back. That could be the problem. As long as they don't talk back, it's okay. It's okay. It's not
you know, this is not being handled the way I would handle. I mean, if I cared for someone, what you guys are saying, I'm on your side. If I cared for someone, I would peek out and say, hey, you know, just bad mood. You know, it is what it is. You know, give me some space or whatever.
Not everybody does that, though. Not everybody does
that.
Know.
And you gotta treat a man like a little boy sometimes. They love it.
He is not the only person that's in a bad mood.
Put his head between your boobies and go, brrr, motorboat him.
But you're assuming he likes it. Now you shift it over to a different subject.
What is the card show? Is it going to clear up? Are we going to be, is it just not happening tonight or maybe tomorrow?
The situation for him is on a need-to-know basis for you. And frankly, you don't need to know.
He doesn't think he needs to know.
It's his business.
No, are we going to have a commingling of, are we going to share each other's company today or no?
Oh, tonight? That's very soon.
Well, that's for you, yeah.
Yeah, she wants to know, are they going to
actually...
Do you
have plans?
Well, this is tricky dicky. I was trying to make plans with him for this, and then all of a sudden he was getting into a little bit of a mood because he was saying, you know, he's starting to volunteer with other places.
Yeah.
And he's very talented, and so people are wanting him to help, and he's got one agency, and so he was waiting for some supplies to come in. He said, let me figure out the schedule, and so I started to get some hurt feelings on that, but I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, I don't want to crowd your schedule, let me know. But, and then, you know, we just ended the night eventually. We were talking very friendly, but you don't see us.
No.
Visiting tonight.
Well, you can.
It sounds like she's saying that's up to you more than him, right?
Very good.
Like you said the other night there,
very
right?
Very well interpreted.
What was that, two nights ago you said the same thing?
Yeah, go knock on his door.
Oh, God.
He knocks on your door, he calls you and says, what are we doing today?
Knock, knock, knock.
What are we doing tonight?
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't see it. Us being friendly today or tomorrow then.
I'd say you could be.
So she's seeing it, but you might, if somebody's in a pissy mood, you might have to try to alleviate that situation is what she's saying. That's all. Your world's not coming to an end is the big picture, right?
It's not.
Right.
This is him, I think, overreacting to something that it doesn't involve you.
Right.
And you should leave it there. Because leave it where it is.
I don't want to know.
Well, but he's probably like, God damn it. You know, I live in a place with thin walls. This sucks, I bet.
Well, it's like you, when you've got a problem on your mind, Jim will take it out on traffic. Jim turns into an Indy 500 driver out there. It's scary. And he's cussing.
Here she goes. She's overreacting.
He's giving the finger to everybody.
Yeah, I'm Mad Max. That's what she's Road Warrior here. That's what she's saying. I'm Road Warrior out there. Good Lord.
So I think it spilled over onto you. Yeah, give her a good
time. All right. Here is your angel card before we move along. Subject is, have a sense of reality. Accept things happening with an open heart. You can't change the past or, I don't know what that word they're trying to say is. You can't change the past or you can't put your whole heart too much into the future because it's constantly changing. But it's obvious you can stay focused to turn your fate into a new page today at this moment. So have a sense of reality. See things what it is. You don't freak out about the past. Don't freak out about the future. You don't have control over each.
And with him.
Work with today. Work with reality today.
And
today,
with
today,
him,
today.
Be a palate cleanser. You know, be the one that you're going to be getting that bitter taste out of his mouth of whatever's bothering him. You know the button. You know his button. Push him.
She meant so to speak, of course.
Palate
cleanser.
The palate cleanser.
A lot of euphemisms there.
Let me get the bitter taste out of your mouth.
Exactly. You went down that road with your fucking, like all the shows at 2.5 Men and all the other shows, all those euphemisms where they're right on the edge of being dirty, but they don't actually say the words.
Right.
I know Lisa held more than anybody. She was on hold forever and ever, and we appreciate that.
Yes,
so much.
Lisa. Thank you. God,
thank you guys.
Hour and a half. Yeah.
And hopefully listening isn't like watching paint peel, you know, listening to us. I hope it's a little entertaining.
No, I get to listen to everybody else's problems.
You know,
that's the common goal here is every single person on earth has problems. I don't care who the hell they think they are.
Everybody.
And nobody calls me to say, hey, Deb, how the hell are you?
People that don't think they have problems, they're going down that river denial. That's all they're doing.
And it's good to get another perspective.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It is to hear. Sometimes when you hear other people's problems, sometimes you can make a little bit of a connection. Like, I know about that. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Yes.
You know, maybe something will appear in the cards in the next few days about what this problem is with him.
It'll depart, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll resolve it, right?
It's not, or I should say, intuitively, it should not impact you except for his little outbursts here. Like he's just irritated.
So basically what you're saying is this problem has nothing to do with you except that you happened to call him while he was in the middle of it. And you know what? We're humans. We can't just hit a switch.
Right.
If we're in the middle of a conversation, we're all pissed off, somebody calls, you can't just go, oh, hi there, unless you're like,
no, it's like
politicians.
Hello.
I guess politicians can do it.
What do you want?
Politicians can pull that off because that's how they get to be in a position of power. But your average person, if you're pissed off, you're going to be pissed off when you talk to them.
Yes.
All right, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You go now. You go.
Okay,
you
guys.
How do you say it?
You be out 4 hours.
That's Canadian from.
Talking about the Chinese buffet thing.
I think he is from. And he said, you know, you can't sit at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Dude, he was a white Anglo-Saxon fat chubby dude.
Oh, no, I
thought he was. Yeah, he was. He talked about going to Vegas when they had their breakfast buffet. Oh, my God, it's such a thing.
Do you know they can throw you out after a certain time? Can't sit there all day. And I've read that when Red Lobster has their all-you-can-eat, what do they call that thing?
Endless shrimp on Monday.
There's an end. You are allowed to get out. 400 shipped. Was it 400 or 100?
But you know what? That's more than the anybody beyond that. Shame on you. Anyway. All right, Lisa.
Yeah.
We got to rock. We got to roll.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to rock and roll to our blog talkers. Also, sorry, folks.
We have Facebook. I'm sit here and wait.
We do.
I want to find out where that diamond ring.
What are you talking about?
It's got a diamond ring in the mail.
What?
Yeah.
Why doesn't somebody send me diamond?
Tomorrow,
ring
everybody, 7 p.m. Eastern. See you.